From Spark and Anvil and Fraction Forge, this is Liner, in Chapter 1 of the Fraction Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Liner walked a straight line. She always had. Down the middle of the Fair Share Village Academy floor ran a long painted stripe from one wall to the other. It started at a big chalk 0 and ended far away at a big chalk 4. To everyone else, it was just a line on the floor. To Liner, it was the most interesting road in the world. She was a careful heron, tall and gray, with long, careful legs made for stepping exactly where she meant to step. A satchel of little flags hung at her side. Each flag had a tiny number written on it. She paced the line slowly. When she reached the spot exactly halfway between 0 and 1, she stopped, reached into her satchel, and planted a flag. The flag read, 1/2. "There you are," she said softly, the way you'd greet a friend. A young rabbit named Theo watched from the doorway. He didn't understand. "It's just a spot on the floor," he said. Liner smiled. "Every spot on this line is a number," she said. "Even the spots between the big ones, especially those."
When Liner was small, she got lost. A lot. She lived in a village built around a long, winding river, and all the houses looked the same to her, round and brown, with the same little doors. She would set out for her grandmother's house and end up at the baker's, or the well, or somewhere she'd never seen before, blinking back tears. "I can't find anything," she told her grandmother one evening, after a kind fox had walked her home for the third time that week. Her grandmother didn't scold her. Instead, she took Liner down to the riverbank, where a long wooden measuring rail ran along the path, marked off in even steps. 0 at the bridge, 1 at the old willow, 2 at the mill. "You don't need to remember every house," her grandmother said. "You need to remember the line. Our house is here." She tapped a spot exactly halfway between the willow and the mill. "Not at 1, not at 2. Right in the middle, halfway between." Liner stared at the spot. It wasn't a whole number. It was a place between the numbers. And it was exact. It was always in the same place. It would never move. "Halfway between 1 and 2, she whispered. For the first time in her life, she knew exactly where home was. She never got lost again.
Liner arrived at the academy carrying her satchel of flags and nothing else. The head of the academy, a slow old tortoise named Slice, met her at the painted line on the floor. "I hear you place numbers," he said. "I place all of them," Liner said. "Even the ones that hide between the whole numbers." Slice pointed to the line. "Show me 3/4. Liner didn't hurry. She walked to the 0, then to the 1, measuring the distance with her careful steps. Then she went back and divided that 1 step into 4 equal parts, marking each with a light scratch of her claw. 1, 2, 3. She planted a flag on the 3rd scratch. 3/4. 3/4 isn't 3 pizza slices, she said. It's a place, 3 of the 4 equal steps from 0 to 1. It lives right here. It always has. Slice looked at the flag for a long moment. He had taught fractions for 60 years, mostly with pies and cakes. He had never watched anyone walk to one before. "You may stay," he said.
In her corner of the academy, Liner kept her long line and her satchel of flags. One afternoon, Theo the rabbit came back, holding 2 cards. He looked upset. "These are supposed to be different," he said. He showed her the cards. One read 1/2. The other read 2/4. 1/2 and 2/4. They have different numbers, so they have to be different. But my teacher says they're the same, and that makes no sense. Let's not argue about it, Liner said. Let's walk it. She handed Theo the one-half flag. Go stand where one-half lives. Theo measured from 0 to 1, found the middle, and stood there, holding his flag. Then Liner took the 2/4 flag and measured for herself. She divided the step from 0 to 1 into 4 equal parts. She counted 2 of them. 1, 2. And she stopped, standing right beside Theo, the very same spot. Theo looked down at his feet, then at Liner's feet. They were in the same place. They land here, Liner said gently. The same place. Different names, same spot. That's what equivalent means. Half of the way or 2/4 of the way. It's the same distance from where you started. Theo's ears went up. So they're not lying. They're just 2 flags for 1 place. 2 flags for 1 place, Liner agreed.
Later, when Theo had gone and the academy was quiet, Liner walked her line one more time, the way she did every evening. She passed the flag for 1/2. She passed the flag for 3/4. She passed a dozen quiet places she had named over the years, each one exactly where she had left it. None of them had moved. None of them ever would. She stopped at the spot halfway between 1 and 2, the spot that, on a different line, in a different village, a long time ago, had been home. A small voice came from the doorway. Theo again, ready to head out, but with one more question. Liner, what if I forget where a fraction goes? Liner looked at him kindly. You won't have to remember every one, she said. You just have to remember the line. Count the steps from 0. The fraction will be right where it always is, waiting for you. Theo nodded slowly and headed home along the road, counting his steps in the dark and not getting lost at all.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Liner. Released under Creative Commons BYNC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.